Gita Madhurya, Chapter 12. Lord Krishna, in the 33rd and the 34th verses of the 4th chapter, explained the superiority of the path of knowledge and exhorted Arjuna to gain knowledge. Then, he explained the glory of the knowledge. After that, he explained the importance of the worship of the Supreme, who is attributeless and formless, in the 16th and the 17th verses, and from the 24th to the 26th verses of the 5th chapter, from the 24th to the 28th verses of the 6th chapter, and from the 11th to the 13th verses of the 8th chapter. In the 47th verse of the 6th chapter, he explained the glory of the devotee. From the 7th chapter to the 11th chapter, he time and again, through the terms aham or I and mam or me, specially laid emphasis on the importance of the worship of God, who is endowed with attributes and form, and also is endowed with attributes but is formless. At last, in the 54th and 55th verses of the 11th chapter, he glorified exclusive devotion and its fruit. Arjuna asked, "As you have told now, many devotees with their minds constantly fixed on you adore you as possessed of form and attributes, and many adore your imperishable, unmanifested form. Of these two kinds of devotees, who are better?" Lord Krishna said, "I consider those devotees to be the best who, endowed with supreme faith and ever steadfast, worship me with mind centered on me." Arjuna said, "But what about those who adore your unmanifested form?" Lord Krishna said, "Those who, controlling all their senses and even-minded towards all, engaged in the welfare of all beings, constantly adore the imperishable, the indefinable, the unmanifest, the omnipresent, the unthinkable, the unchangeable, the immovable, the eternal, they too come to me." Arjuna said, "Then how your devotees happen to be the best?" Lord Krishna said, "Greater is the difficulty of those whose minds are set on the unmanifested, for self-identification with the unmanifest is attained with difficulty by those who are centered in the body. But those who, being solely devoted to me and surrendering all actions to me, worship me, constantly meditate on me with single-minded devotion, O Parth, for such devotees whose minds are thus fixed on me, I speedily become the deliverer from the ocean of birth and death." Arjuna said, "How can I become such a devotee, O Lord?" Lord Krishna said, "Fix your mind on me and establish your reasoning in me alone. You will hereafter abide in me alone. There is no doubt about it. If you cannot steadily fix the mind upon me, then seek to attain me through the yoga of practice. If you are unable even to take to practice, be intent on performing actions for me. You will attain perfection even by performing actions for my sake. If you are unable even to perform actions for me, then, taking refuge in me, subduing your mind and senses, relinquish the fruit of all actions." Arjuna said, "But according to you, is the last one, the renunciation of the fruit of actions, not an inferior means, O Lord?" Lord Krishna said, "No, brother. Knowledge of the scriptures is better than practice without yoga or equanimity. Meditation is superior to knowledge without yoga, and renunciation of the fruit of action is even superior to meditation without yoga, for supreme peace immediately follows renunciation." Arjuna said, "O Lord, what are the marks of anyone of the above-mentioned four types of favorite devotees who have attained you? For example, what are the qualities found in them?" Lord Krishna said, "He is free from malice towards all beings. Not only this, but he is also friendly as well as compassionate. He has no feeling of I and mine. To him, pleasure and pain are alike. He is forgiving by nature. He is ever content in all circumstances. His body, mind and senses remain under His control, and His mind and intellect are surrendered to Me. Such a firm resolved devotee is dear to Me. Arjun said, Who else is dear to you? Lord Krishna said, He by whom the world is not afflicted and whom the world cannot afflict. He who is free from delight, envy, fear and anxiety is dear to Me. Arjun said, O Lord, who else is dear to you? Lord Krishna said, He who craves for nothing, who is both internally and externally pure, who is wise, that is, he has achieved the aim of God realization for which human life was bestowed upon him, who is unconcerned, who has risen above all distractions and has renounced all undertakings which he does for pleasures and prosperity, such a devotee is dear to Me. Arjun asked, Who else is dear to you? Lord Krishna said, He who neither rejoices in favorable situations, nor hates unfavorable ones, nor grieves in unpleasant circumstances, nor desires pleasant ones, and who has renounced attachment and aversion to good and evil actions, such a devotee is dear to Me. Arjun asked, Who else is dear to you? Lord Krishna said, He who is alike to friend and foe, and likewise to honor and dishonor, who is the same in favorable and unfavorable situations, in pleasure and pain, and is free from attachment, to whom praise and reproach are equal, who is content with whatever comes unasked for, is without attachment to home and body, is steady-minded, such a devotee is dear to Me. In this chapter, there is the description of the marks of 5 types of perfect devotees. It means that different types of devotees possess different natures and their spiritual disciplines for God realizations are different. But all of them possess 2 virtues in common. They are renunciation of affinity for the world and love or devotion for God. Arjun asked, O Lord, You have told me that perfect devotees are dear to You, but who is extremely dear to You? Lord Krishna said, Those who endowed with faith and devotion are solely devoted to Me and follow the marks of the perfect devotees as described above with interest. Such striver devotees are extremely dear to Me. End of chapter 12.